Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Emmanuel Macron has condemned the violence displayed yesterday by the Israeli army against Palestinians protesting the US embassy in Israel moving from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. At least 55 Palestinians were killed yesterday and thousands more injured in the deadliest day of violence since the 2014 Gaza War. The president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, called the violence a massacre, stating that America could no longer be a mediator in the Middle East. He announced 3 days of mourning in the Palestinian territories and a general strike today. More demonstrations are also planned near the Israeli border. Jérôme Cahuzac will be in court today to find out the results of his appeal in the case of tax fraud and money laundering. The former minister of the budget had previously been tried by a criminal court after it was revealed in 2013 that Mr. Cahuzac had a secret bank account in Switzerland and connections to accounts in other tax havens. Today, the Paris Court of Appeal could hand down a 3-year sentence. The former CEO of Air France will be handing over control of the airline today. Air France KLM's board of directors is expected to vote on the transition governance of the group while waiting to find a successor. The board of directors will convene at 2:30 p.m. today at La Défense. Air France KLM has been without a head since Jean-Marc Janaillac stepped down in early May. In the meantime, Anne-Marie Couderc may be stepping in. The former minister and current chair of the Nomination and Governance Committee may lead the group on a temporary basis. Jean-Marc Janaillac resigned after he said he would resolve the ongoing staff dispute over wage increases or step down. 3 million low-priced train tickets have been put on sale online this morning. The SNCF is hoping to win back the favour of passengers after round 9 of the rolling strike ended yesterday. Tickets for less than €40 are available on the site we.sncf. Young person, senior citizen and family rail passes are also on offer at lower prices. Train running times have largely returned to normal this morning. The next round of the ongoing strike against government reform to the sector will start up again on Friday and Saturday. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips of English Waves.